This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال. This hadith is just tonight and tomorrow, and then this will be over. As inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى, if everything goes as we believe it will be, then Taraweeh will be Wednesday night, inshallah ta'ala, and the Khawatir will kind of end until Ramadan is over. So I'm going to share two more hadith about Ramadan. And this is a description that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu gives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam that I think is worthy of sharing with you towards the end of, as our countdown to Ramadan is ending. So he said, قَالَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ بِالْخَيْرِ. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the most generous person when it came to khayr. This is just a kind of a blanket statement. He had never seen anyone who was more generous with goodness, with whatever he had to offer that was good, than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he added, قَالَ وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانَ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. And the most generous time for him, in the most generous he ever was, alayhi salatu wasalam, was during Ramadan when he saw Jibreel. And you're wondering what does that mean, so he explains a little bit more. وَكَانَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ فِي رَمَضَانَ حَتَّى يَنْسَلِخْ فَيَعْرِضُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنَ. And Jibreel would come to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in Ramadan every night. That's not how it was outside of Ramadan. So in Ramadan, it was sporadic. It would happen spontaneously in different times. But in Ramadan, every night, Jibreel would come to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam until Ramadan was over. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, يَعْرِضُ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنَ. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would recite the Qur'an do tasmi'ah back to Jibreel alayhi salam. قال فَكَانَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا لَقِيَهُ جِبْرِيلْ فِي رَمَضَانَ أَجْوَدَ بِالْخَيْرِ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. And during Ramadan, when the Prophet alayhi salam would meet Jibreel, he was more generous with khayr than the scent winds. Now, the Arab, whenever they want to talk about generosity, they think of certain similes, in certain metaphors. And the one that really does is رِيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. الْمُرْسَلَةِ means that when sent. Sent with what? Sent with clouds that have rain that will bring life. Because for someone living in the desert, that's probably the most valuable thing ever. So Ibn Abbas described the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during Ramadan, that whenever in Ramadan, he was more generous with khayr than the scent winds. I mean, he was giving away whatever he could possibly afford to give away at all times alayhi salatu wasalam during Ramadan. Why? Because that's the time, if you want your ajr to actually count for something, if you want to make sure that you are optimizing and capitalizing on a time when any good deed is way more valuable outside of that than Ramadan. There's no better time. Like, if you want to do anything good, in Ramadan, do it. When else are you going to do it? Because if you want the ajr, if you're going to do it in anyways, might as well get the most amount of ajr possible, do it in Ramadan. And alayhi salatu wasalam, he would just bring the best of himself out during Ramadan. So if he was always, the hadith begins saying he was the most generous person ever. And then Ramadan, he was way more generous than he ever was. He was just more generous than scent winds. I love this description. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was like a force of nature, alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? He's like a force of nature. You just can't stop him. You cannot hold him back. Even if he doesn't have a lot, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He'll find something. He'll find something to do. He'll find something to give. There's always something to give. That's the key point, that there's always something you can give. And Ramadan is the time to do it. Sometimes it's wealth, sometimes it's knowledge, sometimes it's time. Sometimes it's just a little bit of empathy or compassion, or there's all these different things that you can offer people that are very meaningful. That you have the ability to offer them Ramadan. Make sure Ramadan you're thinking about, because that's how he was, alayhi salatu wasalam. It was like he met Jibreel and read the Quran and just felt the need, felt the urge, felt the desire, felt the motivation to just be the best person he could be and to give as much as he. That's the hallmark of a good person, someone who gives and takes less. So I'll end with that, inshallah. Before I forget, inshallah, the CPSA, that's what it's called, the Canadian-Palestinian Association, inshallah, will have an informal meeting here in the Masjid. We're very honored that they're here. It'll happen, inshallah, right there beside the wall. So anyone who'd like to join them, his brother, I think, Ahmed Ghadban, barakallah fi, who's going to be here, inshallah ta'ala, and he'll be able to lead a discussion. So you're welcome to join them, inshallah, right after Sunnah. Is that good? Okay. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كلهم في صحيحه عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أجود الناس بالخير وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل عليه السلام وكان جبريل يلقاه كل ليلة في رمضان يعرض النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عليه القرآن فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا لقيه جبريل في رمضان أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله